Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim Daf Chaf. We will begin on Daf Chaf Amar Aleph at the second line. In our previous shir, we had learned the machlokes of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon about what is the halacha if somebody did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim and remained in the Beis Hamikdash. Does he have to do a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim every morning, or does the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim that he did the previous day continue and it doesn't expire? Says the Mara, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yechonin by Ilfa. Ilfa asked the following question, the Divrei Ha'omer, according to the opinion of Elazar Rav Shimon, who said in our previous year, She'ein Lina Ma'elas B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and the Kohen who did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim yesterday does not have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim today again, even though it's a new day, even though Elazar Shachar has begun already. What will be the halacha? Meikir, the water that's in the kir, mash yifsalu, do they become disqualified because of lina? Do they become disqualified because of lina? As we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, what they used to do is they used to have the kir be ben kitni, ben cotton. He made a pulley system that the water of the kiyah should go underground. And the question was, why did they have to make, what was the purpose of making this muchni? Do we say that what is the purpose of the water of the kiyah to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? And then we'll continue arguing. Kiddush Adayim Raglayim Gufayu, when we speak about the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Loi Pasul Alina, we're learning now, the fact that they were left overnight doesn't make a difference. So if the Kohen doesn't have to do it again, certainly we don't have to have it here again. The water doesn't get disqualified. Idilma, the Kaddish Lahuba Klisharis, anything that was put into Klisharis, as we're going to be learning, the Kliya and the Kanner, the Kiyar, are Klisharis, and therefore, anything that's left in them overnight automatically, mifsali, become apostle. Says the Gemara, become disqualified and would not be usable. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Ravin, Amr Abimi, Amr Ami, Amr Abiyachan, Hada Pashat Ilfa. Ilfa began with this question and he answered Machlaikis Bazu, Kach Machlaikis Bazu. The same Machlaikis that we had, as we said in our introductory remarks, between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar of Shimon, if you did Kiddush yesterday, do you have to do Kiddush again today? The same Machlaikis will be regarding the water in the Kiyar, if they become Pasul or not. Rebbe Elazar of Shimon is going to hold that just like the Kiddush can extend that you did yesterday, so too will it be on the water. And Rebbe will hold that just like the Kiddush is not extended, so too will be the halacha that the water in the key becomes disqualified. So I saw Rebbe Leib Malin asked the question, as we discussed in the end of our previous year, the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar of Shimon was explained in the Gemara as a machlokes that really is connected to two psukim that are in the pasuk, two words that are in the pasuk, begishtam ubebayim. And Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar of Shimon essentially disputed which is the priority pasuk that we should follow. Rebbe said begishtam means that every time they come, every day requires a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. And Rebbe Shimon said, we go with the bayam. So the question that's asked is, if that's the case, if that's the way we're learning, asks Rebbe Leib Malin, those are psukim that speak about how we look when the kohen comes to do the avodah. So if those are psukim that focus on how we look at what the kohen comes to do the avodah, why is that connected to what we're discussing in our shiur today about the water in the kiyar? So Rabbi Malan explains that really the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe is not, and which is reflected in the machlokes of Begishta Mabayam, is a machlokes of how do we understand the requirement of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Do we understand the requirement of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim as a responsibility of the Kohen? That the Kohen, before he's able to do Avodah, has to have Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? And that's going to be the opinion of Elazar of Shimon, since he once did Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So he remains in the proper state of continuing to do it. Or do we look at the Avodah? Does an Avodah need Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? And the fact that the Kohen had Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim yesterday, says Rebbe, will not have any bearing on what he did on today's Avodah. Therefore, every day will require its own new Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. If we look at it that way, it's not just a simple machloikis of what is the definition of the word Begishtam or Bebayim. It's much more fundamental, and it could be connected, these two machloikis could be connected. Amal fun Rabbi Yitzchak Pisna. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Bisna said to Rav Ami, Rebbe, at the Oymakein, are you saying that these two machloikis are connected? Alohochi Amr of Asi Amr of Yochanan Mishmei Delfon. Kishla Shikum Amarev, a kir that was not put underground from before the Shkia. Mekadosh Ben Alavodas Laila. The loch is you could use it for kiddush, for anything you're going to do, any avoid you're going to do during the night. Lamacher, but for tomorrow, once the loch of shachar comes up, ain't a mekadosh, it cannot be used. Ravinimba, and in order to understand the statement, we treat it to understand lamach ain't a mekadosh. When it was said that lamach ain't a mekadosh, how do we understand that statement? Doesn't mean to say the loch sarach lekadushi, that the next day, there is no need to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim again, because the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of yesterday continues. Oy Dilma, if Salubalina, or do we say that Mach Ena Mekadosh, it means that even if you wanted to use it tomorrow, you cannot use it because the water got disqualified. And says V'Lay Pashen Lo, even though we asked this question, we weren't able to come to resolution. And to you, it's so obvious that it's connected to the machlokes of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar of Shimon. It's hard to understand that. Says the Gemara, Toshma. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya that the May Kir do become possible with Lina. And says the Gemara, Toshma, as we mentioned earlier, Ben Katan Asum Shnei Masadad Lakir, Ben Katan made a kiyah with 12 spouts. Afu was, and the reason he made this kiyah with the 12 spouts is because that there were the 12 kahanim who were involved in bringing the doing the carbon tamid should all be able to do the work at the do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim at the same time. Afu also mukhni lakir. He made this mukhni, this pulley system, this wheel, shiloyeh meimim nesolim b'leilina, that the water should be able to remain overnight underground in the kir. And there are many pshatim what having the water underground by night accomplishes. The simplest pshat is that they're attached to the source. And since they're attached to their source, they're not going to become possible, you know. Another pshat is that once the kir is underground, so it's not serving as a kir. It's only serving as a kir when it's usable as a kir. And since at that point, it's not usable as a kir, it's not a make kli sharis. And when is the halacha that something can become possible, you know? The halacha that something can become possible lina is only as long as it's in the kli sharis. But if this kir is pulled underground, it's not considered a kir anymore. And if it's not considered a kir anymore, then the water in it would not become disqualified. My laugh, and the Gemara is suggesting, even according to Elazar of Shimon, who agreed that the Kohen can remain, doesn't have to do a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, he was concerned about the Mekir. Loi, or says the Gemara Loi, this price is following the opinion of Rebbe. And Rebbe, of course, says that just like the Kohen has to do a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim every day, so too will the water become pasul. Will the water become pasul if you don't take care of it, pasul with Lina. The Sfas Emes says that the briar is of the mission of the Brisa is not from the fact that they had to do that the kiya was put on the ground. Because he says a very interesting pshat. He says that the water of the kiyur was not only used for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, as we've been discussing, but the water of the kiyur was also used for as a source of water in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kabbalahs. And because it was needed as a source of water in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore that water certainly would be subject to Lina. The point of the Gemara is, from the wording of what he said, Shloye Meimav Nesolim Belina, the fact that they use the words Shloye Meimav Nesolim Belina is clearly an indication that the water is subject to Lina. And the Gemara says, yes, according to Rebbe, they are certainly subject to Lina, but we're not discussing the opinion of Rebbe. Says the Gemara, V'amid the Reisha, says the Gemara, a different point. We just suggested that Brisa is following the opinion of Rebbe. But says the Gemara, I prove to you that Mishnah, it's a Mishnah actually, follows the opinion of Reb Elazar of Shimon. Therefore, suggests the Gemara, if the Reisha is the opinion of Reb Elazar of Shimon, it must be that the Sefer Nami is following the opinion of Reb Elazar of Shimon. And that's the case. We'll see that even we now have a proof that even according to Reb Elazar of Shimon, water becomes the Mekir become possible. What's the Raya? The Tani Reisha. The Reisha in discussing the Avodas Yom Kippurim. So we know that one of the primary Avodas of Yom Kippur is that the Kohen brought his own par. He brought a par of Yom Kippur, which was brought and then sprinkled, the dam of that par was sprinkled inside the Beis HaMikdash. And the Braisa says, the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol came to his par to do smich on it and to say vidui. And the Mishnah teaches us exactly where was the par standing at that point. The par was standing in the area between the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach, Rosh Ladamai, Ladarim, the head of the par was facing south, the tail, the back, was to the Darim, Upanav Lamariv, its face was facing the west side, which is the Ulam, the Kayin Aimed B'Mizrach, the Kayin would stand in the Mizrach, Upanav Lamariv, facing Marav, again, he too was facing the Marav. Now, the par that the Kohen brought is a par that's considered a Karmel Chattis. And as we've mentioned, the Halach requires, the Torah says more than once, that the Karmel Chattis is brought, that the Karmel Chattis is slaughtered b'tzofen in the north side. So we're always going to have to determine, is this where we're shechting the par in the north side. The reason the animal was stationed this way, so explains Rashi, because if it's going to have the back of the par facing the Mizbeach, we need to be concerned that the par may defecate while it's standing there, and it wouldn't be covered for the Mizbeach. But we have to make sure, obviously, that area is halachically considered tzofen. Says the Gemara, Man shamet le'dama bein ulam mizbeach ketzofen. Who considers that area tzofen? Says the Gemara, the one that considers that area tzofen is Reb Elazar of Shimon. The Tanya, The Braisa says, Ezu Tzofen. The Braisa over there is trying to identify that since, as we just said, Kachi Kachim can only be brought with Tzofen, exactly where in the Azara is it considered Tzofen? Says the Gemara, Mikir Mizbeach Tzfoini Ad Kaisel Azara Tzfoini. The entire area from the north of the Mizbeach until the wall, until the wall of the Azara, that entire area is Tzofen. Ukenega Kol Mizbeach Kulai, also the area flush with the Mizbeach is also considered Tzofen, but not where it's not connected to the Mizbeach, not in either direction. If it's not alongside the Mizbeach, it's not going to be considered Tzofen. Divrei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Maisif. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon agrees. Af Bein Ulam Mizbeach. Also the area Ben Ulam Mizbeach. And Rabbi Maisif, Rabbi includes Af Makom Drisus Ragla Kohanim. The place in the Ezra's Kohanim, where the Kohanim walk, or Makom Drisus Ragla Yisrael, and the place in Ezra's Yisrael, in the north side of the Azara, where Yisraelim are allowed to be. Avamen Chalifus Lefnim, the side of the Ulam, that's where they had the chambers. The base of Chalifus is called that way because that's where they kept the knives. And the reason Rashi explains why that area he holds is not considered to be Tzofen, because where Tzofen has to be, where you could see the Mizbeach, and from there you can't have a clear view of the Mizbeach. The Ritva says that what Beis Chalifus means, it means the actual inside of the chamber, and therefore it's certainly not a place from where you could see the Mizbeach. Hakol Moedim, Avam and Chalifus Lefnim, anything in that area, Hakol Moedim, everybody will agree that apostle. Says the Gemara, the point of this price is that Rabbi Elazar of Shimon holds Be'en Ulam Mizbeach is considered Tzofen as far as bringing Kachay Kachim. So it says the Gemara, that when the Braisa continues saying that Bala Etzapare, as the Mishnah begins saying, as we read, that Bala Etzapare Paraya Imed Ben Ulam Mizbeach is also following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. And that's considered Tzofen only according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. So the Gemara saying is that if we just proved that the beginning of the Braisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, isn't that an indication that the continuation of the Braisa that taught us that they had to make a Muchni to prevent Lina is a Raya that Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, even though he holds that the Kohen doesn't have to do a new Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, will hold that the water becomes disqualified. But Tisbara asked the Gemara, doesn't make sense to require to say that only Rabbi Elazar of Shimon is the mandamah that holds that you could do, that Tzofen could be Bein Ulam Mizbeach? But Tisbara, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, Loi Rebbe, do we have to say that it's only the opinion of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon that holds that's the area, not Rebbe? Says the Gemara, hash the Rebbe at Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Maisef. Even Rebbe has the broadest area of Bein Ulam Mizbeach, because Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda said that Tzofen is only connected to Mizbeach. And Rebbe said that even the area past the actual flush with the Mizbeach. So the Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Lai Maisef, of course, if he has a broader area than Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he certainly has a broader area than Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, who only held the Bein Ulam Mizbeach is considered Tzofen. Point being that from here we see that Rebbe certainly would agree that Bein Ulam Mizbeach is considered Tzofen. And if he would certainly agree that that's considered Tzofen, we could go back to what the Gemara said earlier, that even that this Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe, and what Rabbi Elazar of Shimon will hold regarding the disqualification of the water is not. That's not what this Mishnah may be, that he doesn't hold that it gets disqualified. Says the Gemara, are not Hach Kamrinan. This is what we meant to say. Is al gadatach Rebbe he, if we're going to say that that Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe, look, Malcolm Drisus Ragli Kahanim, Malcolm Drisus Ragli Yisrael. According to Rebbe, as we just said, Rebbe has a very broad definition of tzofim. So why, according to Rebbe, would we specifically bring the animal ben ulon mizbeach to do the shchita? We have such a large area where we could do it. And that's why we felt, that's why the Gemara felt that that Mishnah has to be following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, because Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon has no option but to do it ben ulon mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Elamai, so what are you now going to say? The Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon he, that this Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. Lukma, Mekim is Be'ech Tzfani, Akos Lazroi Tzfani. Why don't we, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said, that we, anywhere alongside the Mizbeach, was Ben Ulam and Mizbeach. Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon did not argue on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon said that you don't have to have alongside the Mizbeach, you could do it Ben Ulam and Mizbeach. But if that's the case, then Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon also doesn't necessitate that it be Bein Ulam and Mizbeach. Why was it done there? El Mayas L'chameima. What's the reason? Because it's Yom Kippur. And in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had so much to do. And as we learned the Mishnayis and Masech Yuma, they were, Chazal say they were so concerned about the strength and the Kohen Gadol. And that's why they did this Ben Ulam Mizbeach, that it should be as close as possible for the Kohen Gadol. Hachanami, so here too, the Ret will say that the Mishnah will be following the opinion of Rebbe, and the reason they did a Ben Ulam Mizbeach, even though they didn't have to do it there, they did it there because that was the most convenient. Mishim Chosh the Kohen Gadol, that was the most convenient for the Kohen Gadol, whose strength, to preserve his strength, we're most concerned. We learned in our Gemara that they had this Muchni, where they kept the water of the Kier underground. And I saw that the Sefer Ber Moshe from the Usher of a Rebbe Zatzal explains what's the reason. He says that the kiyor represents the difference between a person and a malach. A malach always remains on one level of kedusha. A person is not a malach, and that's why he has to have kiddush adayim v'raglayim before he comes to do the avoda. The kiddush adayim v'raglayim represent that this person has to be mekadosh himself before he comes to the avoda. But the kiyor, he says, represents even more than that. He says, what the kiyor represents is that when the person is coming, is that the person, the kiyor is put underground at night. What it's saying is that we, human beings, have ups and downs. And sometimes we are underground, and sometimes we're above ground. And the fact that we're underground doesn't prevent us from having a new kiddush adayim v'raglayim. And that's why every night they put the kiyor underground, that the kohanim and Klal Yisrael should not be concerned or should not fall if chas v'shalom they go underground, we're going to come back up and have the ability to do kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Every morning in the Beis Hamikdash, they began with Trumas Hadeshen. That was the first avodah that they did in the Beis Hamikdash, as the pasuk says, "V'heirim es hadeshen asher toichal ha'eish es ha'oila al mizbeach v'soma etz al mizbeach." The kohen would take a panful of coals that were on the mizbeach, and he would put them on the east side of the ramp, and that's where those ash would get absorbed underground. Lamachar, this was done before the Alois Shachar. Lamachar, Einetzarch, the Aloch is the next day, Einetzarch Lakadish, the next morning when Alois Shachar came, and this Kohen began his Avodah And now it's a new day. The halacha is ein tzarich l'kaddish. He doesn't have to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim again. Shekvar kiddush b'tchilas avoda. Already began kiddush yadayim v'raglayim from the beginning of the avoda that he did by Alois HaShachar. So before we go further, from here we see the Paiskim suggest that when you do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim before Alois HaShachar, you don't have to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim after Alois HaShachar again. And this question is relevant for people who get up early and they get up before the Alois HaShachar. And of course, when they get up, they have to wash Negel Vasser. The question is, would they have to wash Negel Vasser again after the Alois? Or could they rely on what they washed originally? And as we know, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, why we have to wash Negel Vasser. One reason we have to wash Negel Vasser, the Paiskim suggest, is because during the night, while the person was laying in bed, he might have touched something which would make his hands dirty. And the other reason is that every day, there's another reason that there's a Ruach HaTumah, and that the Ruach HaTumah is on the person while he's sleeping. And therefore, in the morning, when he gets up, again, the halacha would require that he has to wash Negel Vasser to remove that Ruach HaTumah. But the third reason that the Rishonim suggest is that we have to wash Negel Vasser in the morning to take off from ourselves the new day. Every new day requires washing hands. And now the question is, according to the first two explanations that we gave for Negel Vasser, it's well understood why an individual in the morning, whenever he wakes up, he washes Negel Vasser, and he would not have to wash Negel Vasser again when after Alois HaShachar. But according to the third reason that we just suggested, that every day is a new day, and if every day is a new day, requires a new washing of your hands. So if somebody got up before Alois HaShachar, when Alois HaShachar comes, would he have to wash Negel Vasser again? And one of the rayas that they bring, that it would not be necessary to wash Negel Vasser again when somebody gets up, when Alois HaShachar comes, is from this. Here we learned, and we're going to be discussing, that the Kohen who did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for Trumas Hadeshen does not have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again. Why doesn't he have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again? Because he already did it. He already did it when he came to do the Trumas Hadeshen. So it's a raya that once you washed, you don't have to wash again. That's the halacha. There are those that are machmer, that when Alois HaShachar comes, they do Kiddush Yadayim, they do Negel Vasser again. From here also we learn that the Trumas Hadeshen is the first thing that's done. But before Trumas Hadeshen is done by the Kohen who does the Trumas Hadeshen, he does Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So those that say Kabbonis in the morning, the question of course is, what is the proper order of saying the Kabbonis? And from here, the Paiskim suggest that the proper order is to first say the Parshas Kiyor, which happened first, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and then say the Parshas Trumas Hadeshen, and then only say the Parshas HaTamid to follow the order that was followed in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara Laman. So says the Gemara, according to whom the Rabbi Yochanan give this entire description? Ila Rebbe, Hamar Pasolina. The halacha according to Rebbe is that once Alois HaShachar comes, you have to do Lina, you have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again. So how could this Kohen who did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim before the Trumas Hadeshen, which was well before the time of Alois HaShachar, not have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again? Vila Lezer of Shimon, Hamein Tzarech L'Kadosh Shafil Mekam Vatzara Yomim. So why would he have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim before the Trumas Hadeshen? Maybe he was already had his hands Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Says the Gemara, Amar Baya Loilam LeRebbe, that this is following the Psak of Rebbe. The Lina, He says this entire discussion that we've been having about the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim becoming posel is all a concern of the Rabbanan. And therefore, since it's only a concern of Rebbe, when we're only the Rabbanan, Rebbe agrees the Mekrais Ageva Vatzafra, that if you did the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before Alois HaShachar, it will not become disqualified because you did it a little before Alois HaShachar. I saw a Machloikas Achroinim, when Rebbe's saying this new Chiddush, that he's being lenient and saying that if you did the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim earlier, a little before Alois HaShachar, then you don't have to do it again. How do we understand what he's saying? Do we understand what he's saying, that he means to say that the May Kier, even though we're learning that the Kier water becomes disqualified, it will not become disqualified under these circumstances already before Alois HaShachar? Or he's only talking about the Kayin, but not about the May Kier? Sfas Emes seems to hold that just like Rebbe's being lenient on the Kayin, he'll be lenient on the water and the Kier. The Chavetz Chaim in the Likutei Halacha says that this special leniency that we're learning in the Gemara only applies to the Kayin, not to the May Kier. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Amalayim, Rebbe Elazar B'Shimonhi. We're going to say that this brisa follows this, what Rabbi Yochanan says is following Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. V'rar Rabbi Yochanan Devarov, he agreed with Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, B'tchilas Avoida, when somebody did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim early in the morning, he will agree that you don't have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim again. V'loi B'saif Avoida, but if somebody did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim yesterday, that it should be able to continue to the next day, that he won't agree with. Says the Ramesvei, the Brisa says, Ra Echva Kahanim, as we discussed, they did the Truma Sedeshin, and as soon as the Truma Sedeshin was done, Ra Echva Kahanim, the other Kahanim, were going to be involved in the Avoida, Shiorad, that he went down from the Mizbeach, Meim Ratzu Bo, and they come, Mir Vakachi Daim Raglaim Nakir, and they come running with Rizas to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Labai, the Malkum Law, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the one that was Mekadosh Adayim Raglayim for the Trumas Hadeshin does not have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim again, the Rebbe, who holds that Lina would disqualify anyone who did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim previously. But as we've also been learning, my the Rebbe agrees, the Mekrais Agevat Safra, anything that happens ready from when the Kohen comes to do the Trumas Hadeshin, Lo Pasla Lina, that Lina won't be an issue, because as the Gemara just said, because the whole issue of Lina is only a Drabbanan, and Drabbanan will agree that if somebody did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim earlier than Alois HaShachar for Trumas Hadeshin, therefore he doesn't have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim again. So he doesn't have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim again. Ha, Mani Rebihi. This Bryce is saying that everyone else, all the other Kohanim, are going to have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim because they wait for Alois HaShachar. And this individual does not have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim again. And we'll be able to explain that the other Kohanim have to wait after Alois HaShachar to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But ask the Gemara, Ella Rava, the Makom like Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, the one that said that, according to Rava, who said that this is following, Rabbi Yochanan is following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, Ava LeRebbe, according to Rebbe, Mekrois Agavrat Safra, if Kiddush Adayim Raglayim was done at any time before Alois HaShachar, Paslalina, it has to be done again. Hamani, how will you be able to understand this? Mishnah Masechta Tamid, E Rebbe, Paslalina, this kohen will also have to redo Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. We Rav Lazar of Shimon, Ha'amafil Mikan Vaser Yom Mein Tzach LeKaddish. So why are all these kohanim running and anxious to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? They might have been there from before. Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer said in our previous year, "Afilu mikan v'asar yomim in tzar l'kaddish." You don't have to do it again. Answers the Gemara. Loilam, Rabbi Lezer of Shimon. We're going to hold that this price, that this Mishnah follows Rabbi Lezer of Shimon. And indeed, had the Kohanim that were there been individuals who had already done Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim yesterday, they wouldn't have to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim again today. But Hachem v'Maiskinen, what is the case that we're doing over here? Hachem v'Maiskinen, Karim Charati, we're speaking about Kohanim who never did the Avodah previously. If they never did the Avodah previously, so they have to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim. And the Mishnah, Masechta Talmud, is describing how that Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim was done first thing in the morning, before they could come to do the Avodah, they had to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim. Ibailhu, Yitzir Masha Toil B'Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim. The Kohen, as he enters the Azara, as he enters to do the Avodah, has to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim. What happens if the Kohen exits the Azara? Does, and he comes back in, the Halach, do they have to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim again? And the Gemara explains itself. Imtim Tzolaymi, even if we will explain, as we're learning in our Shir, the Lina Leipasla, that just because it's a new day, that there is no necessity to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim again, because the Leiparish, the Kayin, did not leave the Azara. And because he didn't leave the Azara, there was no Hesach Hadas. Avitzia, but when he left the Azara, the Parish, they left Azara, that creates a Suchim Asach Date, that creates Hesach Hadas, and therefore, the Halach is, a new Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim is required. A Dama, Kivin the Biyad Alachzer, just because he walked out, that doesn't prevent him from being able to go back in, that's enough that he should not have to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim again. What's clear from the Gemara, it seems, that the question in the Gemara is it considered that it was Masiach Das or not? But it seems that according to the Gemara, if he was Masiach Das, then he would certainly have to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim again. And the Stipler gives a two explanation. The Stipler says that the reason he has to do Kiddush Yadayim, if there was Hesach Hadas, he certainly has to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim, is because the Kohen might have touched something when he was outside, if he's Masiach Das, he wasn't paying attention, and maybe he touched something which wasn't clean, and therefore the original Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim that he did is nullified, and he has to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim again. Another explanation is the Pasuk says, as we quoted previous year and today's year, "Obegishtam el mizbeach l'sharis." That Pasuk teaches us that Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim is required each time a Kohen approaches the mizbeach to do an avodah. Even though we learned that every time a Kohen goes from one avodah to another avodah without interruption, he does not have to do another Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim, because it's not considered a new gisha. But if the Kohen is Masiach Das after performing the Avodah, then when he comes back to do the Avodah, that's certainly considered a new gisha. And since it's considered a new gisha, he has to do a new Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim. The Rambam says that if Kohen falls asleep, he has to do a new Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim. And the reason, according to the way we're understanding now, it's most understandable, because that certainly represents a Hesach Hadas, and since it's considered a Hesach Hadas, that's why it's understandable, says the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam says that he would have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim. Toshma. So again, the question is, if the Kohen left the Azara, would he have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim or not? Toshma. The Braisa says, Kiddush Yad of Raglav, or somebody did Kiddush Yadayim Reglaim, Nitmu, and then there's a concept of Tumas Yadayim Derabbanan, that sometimes just the hands become Tamei. That's the reason we know that Netilas Yadayim is required. Matbilam, he just has to dip his hands into water. That would be adequate to make his hands tar. Vein tzarech l'kaddish. And he doesn't have to do kiddush yadayim reglayim again, because that isn't a full-fledged tumah. Yatsu, if he walked out, if the hands went out of the azara, harein b'kedushas, then remain with the same kedusha. So, isn't this a raya that yatsu, the fact that the hands went out, doesn't disqualify the kedusha yadayim reglayim? Says the Gemara, that wasn't that question. Yatsu yadav lo kumi b'ayalon, if his hands went out, that isn't the question, that it's not a problem. And the way we'll understand, because if only his hands went out, that doesn't represent the Hesach Hadas. Kikam Abaylon, our question is, Yotsu Kogufamai, if the Thai body went out, what is the Alocha? Toshma, the Brisa teaches us, Shalarocha Shidayim Reglayim, a Kohen who did not do Kiddush Shidayim Reglayim and wants to come do the Avoida, Bekadish Beklisharis, Mifnim. He could use any klisharis to do kiddush yadayim reglayim inside the azara. So we see that it's not necessary to use the kiddur. Kiddush beklisharis bechutz. If he used klisharis but it was outside the azara, or beklichal befnim, or he did kiddush yadayim reglayim in the azara but not with a klisharis, or he should tovel b'meimara, or he stuck his hand into water that are kosher for tefillah. Why do we see from this brice, says the Gemara, Tam de Kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz. Kiddush b'fnim, it seems that the brice is teaching us that if you did Kiddush yadayim reglayim in the Azara, the Yotza, and then you walked out, avadasa k'shera, his avoida would be k'shera. So we see, because if going out is possible, so then Kiddush yadayim reglayim outside is certainly possible. So why do we have to speak about a case that you did the Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim outside? Just going outside itself should be the disqualifier. Dilma says the Gemara, what the Brisa means to say is Kiddush Klicharis Bechutz, Hechidomi, Kigoyin the Afik Yadalavar, where he put his hands outside. Ava Yotzka Gufa, but indeed, if somebody put out, if somebody stuck out his entire body, if the entire body left, there would be no question. We don't know yet what the halacha would be. Amalei Rav Zvidra, Papa Toshma, Yotza Chutz Mechitzis Chaymas Azara. If somebody went, if a kohen went outside of the Azara, Im Lishos, if he went out for a while, Tan Tefillah, he has to go to the mikveh again because of Hesach Hadas. If Lefisha, but if he just went out for a small amount of time, the halach is Tan Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim. So we see that going out of the Azara requires very clearly a new Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim. Amalei, Hachamai Skinin, Kigon Shatzal Hasuch Raglav. It's not speaking about a case that he just went out, and we're going to have a raya that if you just go out, you have to do new Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim. Here he went out, Lahasuch Raglav means to defecate, l'hatul mayim, and the halach is yotzul fishah, is that he went out to urinate. Habach asked the Gemara, and that's when the Brice is teaching us when Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim is required or not. It says, Habach Ketani Law, that we don't need this to teach us. The Mishnah teaches us Masech the Yoma, Kol HaMesech Raglav, a kohen that goes out to defecate ton tefillah, he has to have a new tefillah. The Kol HaMatul Mayim, ton Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim, says the Gemara, so why would the Brisa be teaching us that we haven't learned in that Mishnah? Says the Gemara, that's not a question. Ton of Adam Afarish. First we had that Mishnah, and the Brisa is explaining that Mishnah. Toshma, Bapara, when we're talking about the Para Aduma, that all of the Avoid of the Para Aduma was done on Har Mishcha, on Har Zesim, Rav Chiva Yosef HaMekadosh B'Klishos B'Fnim, that first the Kohen would do Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim inside the Azara, and then Yoitza, then he would go out to Har Azaisim to do the Avoida de Paraduma. Rav Yochanan Afil Bechutz, he could do Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim outside of the Azara. Afil Beklichol, he didn't have to use Klisharis. Afil Bemakedish Elcheris, he could even just use a earthenware pitcher. So we see that Kiddush Adai V'Glayim does not have to be only in the Azara. And therefore, going outside the Azara would not disqualify the Kiddush Adai V'Glayim. Amra Papa says, Rav Papa, that's not a compelling proof. Shani Paro, you can't bring a raya from the Paro Aduma. However, call Masa B'chutz, as we've been saying, the entire procedure of the Paro Aduma was done outside on Har HaZeisim. That's why Lepasla Bayitzia, going doing the Kiddush Adai V'Glayim over there is not an issue. Says the Gemara Yehachi, Lamalad Mekadosh. So we're saying that Paro Aduma is entirely different. So why did they do Kiddush Adai V'Glayim altogether by Paro Aduma? Says the Gemara, Kein Avay D'Dafnim. They wanted to, just like Kiddush Adai V'Glayim we're learning is so essential by all other Avaydas, it was essential here as well. Bailuhu. So ask the question, Tuma, a Kain did Kiddush Adai V'Glayim and his hands became Tamei. As we said earlier, there are situations that just the hands become Tamei. Mashatol Kiddush Adai V'Glayim. Im Temtzulayim Yitzia Le'Paslo. And the Gemara develops the question. If we're going to say the going out of the Azara doesn't disqualify, because there, Gavra Chazi, the Kain is still Tahar. Aval Hachab, here, the Gavri L'chazi, as long as his hands are Tamei, he certainly cannot do the Avodah. And therefore, since he's in such a status, as Suach Masach Datei, it's certainly considered a situation of Hesach Hadas. And after his hands become Tahar, he has to do a new Kiddush Adayim V'Glayim. Oidilma, the Kivin Dahar D'chazi, since this Kayin knows that he can become back, his hands can become Tahar, and he can be able to do the Avodah, that prevents him, that loy masach dati, that he won't have hesek adas, and a new kiddush adai v'glayim will not be necessary. Toshima, says the Gemara, kiddush yodav raglav, v'nitmu matbilon, v'en tzorch l'kaddush. So we see that it's very clear that you don't have to do a new kiddush adai v'glayim, says the Gemara, nitmu yodav l'mibaylon. If just his hands became tamei, there was no question, the Kiddush Adai V'Glayim will not be required again. Kikam Abayim, what's the question? Nitma Kal Gufay. Ask the Gemara, Kal Gufay, typically, why should it not be? The Kivin the Boy Lamantun L'Harav Shemesh, because whatever mikveh is required, Harav Shemesh, as we learned earlier in Amasakhta, is also required. So certainly during that long period, from when he went to the mikveh until he does Harif Shemesh, Asuch Masach Date. And so tomorrow, because there could be a case that me, he became Tamei, right at the end of the day, Samach Lashkiya Sechama, he jumps into the mikveh, and then he has Harif Shemesh immediately, where there's no time for Hesach Hadas. And that's why there's a question, would he have to do new Kiddush Adai V'Glayim or not?